This is an update on our property. This is behind it, behind the house. Go around here toward the front. This is the garage. The creek is down there, and you can hear it running. The garage comes right off of the house, and that is the guest house there. It is 12 by 18. And there is little Monkey, our little blind cat. And that's Gumbo. I believe it's Gumbo. It could be Coley. Who knows? Coley would have been underneath my feet. Monkey, say hi to these people. Monkey. She's blind, but she just walks around and does okay. We're going to move the shop there, the portable shop, and the little house with the cat stay in it little by little. When we get everything out of the shop in here, we will move it to the back. As you can see, now there's the White Mountains. White Mountain Peak, 14,252 feet. All the way down, Boundary and Montgomery Peak. Boundary Peak to the right, the lowest peak. That is the highest point in the state of Nevada. That's our new tower there that's up that helps us get a signal out really good to across the country. Occasionally we'll do Bible teaching on shortwave like that. Sometimes almost every day. We're going to go out here and look back at the house. That's looking back at the garage right there. As you can see, it'll be quite an addition. I think it's 116 feet from one end of the house to the other. It'll have a Hawaiian blue roof on it, a very light blue, kind of like the sky. All of it will. It'll be metal. And the roof on there black right now is nice in the wintertime, but boy, it's hot in the summer. I'm going to go over here, and there's the tower that I talk on every day. Our trees are growing very well. We had to go out and take all the wire from around them to keep the rabbits off them because they're big enough now that we don't have to worry about it. Looking back at the house, there's not wind at all here. The weather station up there, it is not blowing at all. It's just been a beautiful day, 65 degrees, here on January the 25th, 2020. That's almost unbelievable weather for here in Fish Lake Valley. Here's some of the other towers we have out here. I know Eddie, K9HSS, and a lot of you want to see this. This will be where the repeater goes, behind the house there. That tower's going right over there where the lower antenna is. That's a Rhone 45 and a mast. And then another Rhone 45 section over here. We'll put all four of these Rhone 45 sections up. And then a mast on top. Looking back at the house from this angle. Here are other two triax towers. This one here is about 90 foot tower. Very long. And there's a 40 foot tower there with a mast in it. And then the other repeater antennas. Looking back here. A lot of Rhone 25 parts. The trees are just fantastic. There's the only tree that we have wire around now, still. And I will probably take it away pretty soon. I think it's large enough where the rabbits won't bother it. It's our baby tree. For some reason, that one has not grown as much as the rest. It was planted at the same time these others, but it's a little short in coming up. I've had to take these wires off of here, the supports, because these trees grow a lot in the wintertime. And when they grow in the wintertime, then the bark grows right into that, as you can see. I have to get that off so it won't girdle the tree. I thought I had all of them done the other day, but evidently I didn't do that one. This is a red willow tree. That's a ravine that goes down there. I hope to have a shooting range here, from here to against that bank over there one of these days, for not high power stuff, but for when I'm doing the reloading and things like I do for different people and for myself. Antique guns, that you can't buy the ammunition anywhere. They're all cowboy calibers. See the trees? We will run the trees all the way down that way, down to the corner and across for windbreaks. Thank you for all your prayers and support also. There comes Monkey. I don't know where Kitty is. She's probably out hunting. Our little blind cat there. She hears me talking. So here she comes. Monkey. She's smelling a mouse somewhere, I think. She still hunts even though she's blind. She's very good at hunting. We had a leak here in the plumbing. And we have a guy out here from Champion Homes taking care of that now. They have to go back in and put everything back together. Water was running out from underneath there. That was not good. Here's our motorhome that we lived in for 5 years up here, actually more than that. You can see through this here. We've got a lot to do. I've got to fix a permanent platform for the cooler for the summer. There's a log splitter that I rebuilt down there to bring up here. Got another one down there. I think I'm going to have to move it because there's robbing places in the neighborhood all over down there in California. It's getting to be a disaster area. And we live in the country. Those are the tongues from underneath the mobile home, modular home. I got to try to fix this fountain here. There's the old log splitter. Works very well. Electric start. We'll go down here. Looking at the back side of the house. Love the trim. They'll have to put trim on the house. A little hole in the wall there is for an air conditioner. We also have to get a heater in there. It won't take much to heat it because it's so well insulated. That's 2x6 walls. Looking at the back side. I think there's probably still some ice on the creek. Probably not much because it's been 25 and 30 degrees at nighttime. It's not freezing really hard. Looking back to the Silver Peak Range and the Silver Peak Mountains. Way that big bowl in there is the Ice House Canyon, one of the most remote areas around. Marilyn been taking walks from here. As you know, she's had congestive heart failure and arrhythmia and diabetes, and we've got it all under control. And now she's walking. She's lost 16 pounds so far. She had to quit drinking coffee and eating chocolate and bread and coffee and tea. That was very difficult for her. She can't eat. She can still drink Indian tea and rosehip tea, which we just pick up off of the ground here. There's the Indian tea right over there, and right there. And the wild rose hips are down here also. She picked her rose hips yesterday, I think, and got a little cup full. And they go a long way, too. That tea really goes a long way. And it tastes just like, I don't know, kind of like cherry flavored. This is down to the east side of the property. It's 8.2 acres altogether. That's looking back at the house again, with a garage on it. It'll be 4 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms now when we get to get a little guest room built. We've been a little bit behind doing these updates for you. There's where Marilyn sits down in her chair and rests. Now she hardly needs the rest. She just walks down here and goes all over the place with her new self and her new diet. It really has helped her a lot. The diet, I tried to do that for years. She wouldn't listen to me. The doctor finally told her to do what I tell her. Our palm pine trees are really growing. I haven't seen any bear tracks or lion tracks. Sometimes in the wintertime they come down here. The creek is like a river, actually. Sometimes it's all the way this wide, all the way to the other side, and it looks like I have to come back to set some gopher traps also. It's like the gophers are getting really happy with all this. They killed one of the trees last year. You can't have that, that's too much work. Waterfalls. This is what you get to see when you come up here and stay a few days with us and hear God's Word preached, and get to go on little field trips to see different, very unusual things. Willow trees and birch trees. This is where we had our tomatoes planted all the time, here in these blue barrels. And these are our fruit trees. That apple tree looks like it's very happy. Peach tree and a plum tree. Three kinds of plums actually on that plum tree. We'll go down here. The grass is almost green down here. I don't see any ice on the creek so far. Looks like it has melted. Looks like a deer or something has been laying in there. That looks like a deer bed. Could be an antelope also in this area, or a lion. This is a nectarine tree, which we had several last year. Very hard to dig in this ground here. I use the auger, but that is a cherry tree. Looks like it tried to bloom already. Look at that. Stella cherry. There's some more gopher activity. And we're coming up here to Marilyn's little statuary park. Like something's been laying around here. Some animal. That's some type of a bed for an animal. I don't know what kind of animal would be in here if they've been here. We have 630 feet of creek. last year, the last 2 years, and I see a German brown trout down there right now. I don't know if you can see it on camera or not, but they actually spawned here last year. Watercress down there along the creek and the sanctuary here. Water's much lower now. I need to dredge it out. A lot of sand came down last year with the floods. There's a little saying of Jesus there, and said, "Consider the lilies of the field, how they, though they not tear, neither do they toil or gather, but they're more beautiful than Solomon in all his array, because God made them." Another plum tree here, and our picnic table. Just the plum tree's wanting to bloom also. Too early, plum tree. Oh, and the apple tree is really acting up with near blossoms on it. No ice left. And there's another Montmorency pie cherry tree. I think we have the two of them. Oh, there is a little bit of ice up there in the shadows. You know about that? Well, there's our little field trip for today. Looking back at the house again, it's just a short little walk down here to the creek. Come down there and sit on these rocks and pray and talk to the Lord and just enjoy what He created. God bless all of you. Please remember us in your prayers and your offerings also. We need them both, the prayers and the offerings, to keep the website up and going. It takes a lot of money, especially at the end and the first of the year, for all of the new charges that we have on the websites and all. God bless all of you. And Nancy, we're okay. We love